You're listening to audio from the Cathedral Church of the Advent in Birmingham, Alabama, a church with a heart for the gospel. Find out more at adventbirmingham.org.
Okay, welcome to our final session. As a way to wrap up this last portion that we did, I'd like you to turn to page 794 in the prayer books. And we're going to say together, aloud, you get to break the silence, Psalm 139 as a way of reflecting on what the exercise we've just done. Lord, you have searched me out and known me. You know my sitting down, my rising up. You discern my thoughts from afar. Trace my journeys, my resting places, and you're acquainted with all my ways. Indeed, there is not a word on my lips, but you, O Lord, know it all together. You press upon me before and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is so high that I cannot attain to it. Where can I go then from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I climb up to heaven, you are there. If I make my grave bed, you are there also. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand will lead me and your right hand hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will cover me and the light around me turn to night, darkness is not dark to you. The night is as bright as the day. Darkness and light to you are both alike. For you yourself created my inmost parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I will thank you because I am marvelously made. Your works are wonderful. Know it well. My body was not hidden from you while I was being made in secret and woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes beheld my limbs, yet unfinished in the womb. All of them were written in your book, fashioned day by day, when as yet there was none of them. How deep I find your thoughts, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I were to count them, they would be more in number than the sand. To count them, my lifespan would need to be like yours. We'll stop there. Okay, I promised you that now we would look at the second part of the question to Hagar. Where are you going? Of course, we don't know where we're going. But we are oriented to the future, all of us. We're all oriented to the future, especially this time of year. So we're going to focus on our prayers as we leave today, as we prepare to leave from this time alone with God. There are two texts for this session. One is Philippians 4, 6, which is on your sheet, which it says, have no anxiety about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. That's from Philippians 4. And the other text is the, which you have on the flip side. The other text is the Advent carol, Come Thou Long Expected Jesus, born to set thy people free. From our fears and sins release us. Let us find our rest in thee. Israel's strength and consolation, hope of all the earth thou art, dear desire of every nation, joy of every longing heart. Born thy people to deliver. Turn to page 58, and we will close this morning by saying together the general thanksgiving And then the prayer of Saint Chrysostom, which follows the general thanksgiving, as we offer these prayers to our Lord. And then while we just sit for a moment, we're going to play a recording of Come Thou Long Expected Jesus. And then you're dismissed and you can talk. Okay. The general thanksgiving. Almighty God, Father of all mercies, we, thine unworthy servants, do give thee most humble and hearty thanks for all thy goodness and loving kindness to us and to all men. We bless thee for our creation, preservation, and all the blessings of this life, but above all for thine inestimable love and the redemption of the world by our Lord Jesus Christ, for the means of grace and for the hope of glory. And we beseech thee, give us that due sense of all thy mercies, that our hearts may be unfeignedly thankful, and that we show forth thy praise, not only with our lips, but in our lives, by giving up ourselves to thy service, and by walking before thee in holiness and righteousness all our days, through Jesus Christ our Lord, with thee and the Holy Ghost, be all honor, world without end. Amen. Almighty God, who has given us grace at this time with one accord to make our common supplication unto thee, and has promised, O beloved Son, that when two or three are gathered together in his name, thou wilt be in the midst of them. Fulfill now, O Lord, the desires and petitions of thy servants as may be best for us, granting us in this world knowledge of thy truth, and in the world to come, life everlasting. Amen. May the peace that passes understanding keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge of Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.
You've been listening to audio from the Cathedral Church of the Advent. If you live in Birmingham or find yourself visiting, we hope you'll join us for one of our Sunday services. Find out more at adventbirmingham.org.